This is Rochester Speaks, and I'm joined today by the founder and executive director of Homestart Hope. And we're excited to talk with Kristen Mathis today. Kristen, thanks so much for joining our Rochester Speaks this morning. Tell us a little bit about how you founded and first got started with Homestart Hope.
Well, good morning, John. Thank you for having me on. I'm excited to be here and talk a little bit about something I'm very passionate about. So Homestart Hope was born out of a project I did with the Junior League of Rochester. When I joined that organization back in 2008, we as a provisional class had to come up with a community service project that we could do in the community. And so I knew some people at Bethany House, which is an emergency shelter in town. And so learned that when these women move out of Bethany House into their own apartments, they don't have household things like dishes and pots and pans, all that sort of stuff. So we decided that we would ask friends and family for all of those household things, and then we would make dinner, take it over to them, have an evening, and then, you know, sort of be done with the project. But as it turns out, Bethany House couldn't take all of the stuff we collected. It was just way too much stuff. We didn't even know what to expect, but we had a ton of stuff. So I held on to it. And when somebody was leaving Bethany House, they would reach out to me. I would take over the items that were needed. And that stuff lasted for about 9 months. And at that point, realized there was a real unmet need in our community for this type of service. So, you know, that's sort of where it began. I knew nothing about the nonprofit world. I did a lot of research, figure out, you know, kind of the basics. So here we are 14 years later, continuing to do what we do. And, you know, we have grown and changed in many ways that it's pretty exciting.
Wow. It sure is 14 years of doing the great work that you do. And you can find out more, by the way, at homestarthope.org about what we're talking about. Also, you're helping women and children, especially in our community. Tell us a little bit about how you help them.
Well, so from that project, we were, you know, I took all of those items and stored them in basically a closet. And so the women would be referred to us from Bethany House. And it just grew from there. And so, you know, it got to the point back in 2017 when I realized that we basically know names and kids' names. We don't know much about them. And we wanted a more personal experience. We wanted the women to choose their own things, to come and have the experience of shopping like anybody would when they need a new set of pots and pans, you know? Mm-hmm. So then we thought, why don't we look for a space where we could come and allow them to shop? And so then that sort of started our search for a home for Homestart Hope. So we found a beautiful home on Empire Boulevard. We converted the top floor into an apartment that we can rent out, which covers the cost of owning the home. And the downstairs, we converted into this beautiful store, if you will. And it also allows us to have our board meetings there and other functions there, which is it's a great location. And so the women come there and they shop with a couple of volunteers to help them choose the things that they want. And it really gets them started on the right foot. They certainly have been through a lot leading up to coming to Homestart Hope. We're seeing women from Willow Domestic Violence Center, the YWCA, Open Door Mission. We're up to about 20 different organizations that refer to us at this point. So these women have been through some pretty traumatic experience. So when they come to us, you know, they get to relax, they get to breathe and come in and get the things they need when they're moving into that own apartment, because it takes away a huge financial burden, as you can imagine. They don't have the money to go out and buy those things. And so their only other options are going without or going to Goodwill or, you know, some of the other secondhand stores, which is fine, but they're not new items. Everything we give is brand new, never been touched by anybody. So they get to take it out of the box. They get to take it out of the package. And, you know, there's more of a sense of dignity and ownership in that.
Now, could you share a story maybe that really illustrates that impact that what you've done has on somebody, a woman in particular's life who has come through?
Sure. There's so many. But there's one that I remember so well. We were working with Willow on this young woman who was 6 months pregnant, coming from another state. So she's moving from another state, fleeing a domestic violence situation, to come to Rochester, where she knew very few people, Willow worked with her to, you know, get her stable and into an apartment. And then she came to us to shop, and she was just so sweet and so grateful. You know, she just, I think the when the women come and they see the place and they see how neat and organized and pretty it is, they're just overcome with this feeling of gratitude and someone really caring about them. Mm-hmm. And so it just struck me how emotional she was about it. You know, obviously she'd had so much stress going on in her life. And on top of that, being pregnant, expecting a baby. So we were able to help her get the things that she needed. She left there very happy and excited. And, you know, she went on to have a beautiful, happy baby boy. And she's just doing really well. And, you know, it's a good feeling to you know that we were able to welcome her to Rochester and, you know, give her the start that she deserved after some pretty traumatic experiences.
And it sounds like that's what you do for a lot of these women, right? And they've been through these experiences that are just awful. How humbling is it for you as well, working with these women to understand some of the things that they've been through? And then at the same time, how rewarding is it to help them through to the other side?
Yeah, well, you know, you want to instill that feeling of you're going to get through this. You know, there are people here that want to support you. You know, I think there's real power in women supporting women, knowing that we all have this common bond and we all want the best thing for our kids and our families. You know, there's nothing better than that, because ultimately it's about keeping a roof over your head, keeping your kids safe and well cared for. And what more can you ask, really?
Kristen Mathis is from Home Start Hope. I know you have events as well for the organization, and you have initiatives that really help women achieve self-sufficiency. Could we talk a little bit more about those and how they complement the organization?
Sure. So our newest undertaking is a program called Hope Furnished. So just as many women don't have the hustle stuff they need, they don't have furniture either. And getting furniture is a huge undertaking for anybody in any normal circumstances. Yeah. You got to go buy the furniture. You got to shop around for the furniture. You got to figure out how to get the furniture home and how you're going to get it there. Who's going to move it for you? You know, to have to deal with the overwhelm of that on top of, you know, moving into a new place. You know, those burdens are just can seem so insurmountable. Mm-hmm. You know, and it also leads to that instability. So, you know, we feel like if we can give, at a very minimum, we'd like to provide a couch, dining room table and chairs, dressers for each member of the family, and beds for them. And at least one thing for each member of the family that would help them feel like they're home, like it's something special to them that would make them feel good. So we take donations of gently used furniture. We have a storage space that we, you know, keep all of the donations in. It's kind of like playing Tetris when we have to go in and get something that's in the middle of the unit. And it's not something that we can allow the women to come and shop for their own furniture. So, you know, we'll meet with the family, determine what the needs are, what's going to fit. I'll go back and we'll make a plan for her space. And when move-in day comes, we have professional movers that will come and pick up the furniture, and we'll have a team of volunteers come along. We'll send the mom and the kids out for a few hours, and we'll go in and set it all up. You know, we'll set up as much as we can. We love to get pictures and lamps and, you know, nightstands and all of that stuff, as well as the, you know, main key pieces that we want. But then we'll invite her back in. She gets to see the big reveal. It's all, you know, just a love fest and, you know, lots of tears and hugs. And, you know, they're just, it's so amazing to see the gratitude and the joy that these, especially the little kids, they're just so excited. And, you know, to get their own bed, you know, it's something that you and I often don't even think about. But, you know, we had a woman who moved into this house. It was a big house. She had six kids and they had nothing. She was sleeping in she had a queen size bed that was on the floor. She had nothing else. So when we were able to come in with a big group of people and set all that up, everything was brand new. The kids were just over the moon. And, you know, what does that do for them, you know, for their little hearts when, you know, they've been witness to so much trauma? You know, we hope that that, you know, it may not be tangible right now and today, but years down the road that you hope that they remember that experience of, oh, those people came in and, you know, kind of gave us a dresser to put our clothes in so they don't have to be a mess on the floor or in a garbage bag. Mm-hmm. You know, those things are so, we just don't understand the impact that those things can have.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I can only imagine. And I know that it's also funded by the community, right? Funded and supported by everybody locally here. So how do you find community members who are willing and able to participate either by giving financially or through volunteer opportunities?
Well, so we do a lot on social media. I think that's a great way to, you know, spread the word so people can visibly see what we're doing. We are 100% volunteer organization. So it takes a lot of people to make all this happen. And so when we also purchase everything locally, so all the stuff that are on our shelves, you know, we're buying from Target and from Big Lots and Walmart and all those places, you know, and I think it's important to keep all of that local. I think it keeps, you know, people working here. And then, so we'll have volunteers that will go out and help shop for all of those things. So that, you know, keeps things going. You know, it's hard because most of the shopping appointments happen during the day. So it's hard for working people to be able to come and volunteer. But there's other ways to help, certainly. And then, you know, like I said, we don't get any, no government funding. We do local grants. There's lots of very caring philanthropic people in Rochester that, you know, have helped us continue to do what we're doing. And of course, events. We have a big fundraiser come up in the spring. It's called Tablescapes for Hope. And so we invite interior designers, florists, event planners, artists, any sort of creative people out there to come in and help design a table. We have a theme this year. It's called Happily Ever After. And we're asking designers to choose their favorite children's book and make it come alive in their table. And it's a luncheon. It's well attended and a really great fundraiser. And it's the bulk of what we need to raise in the money. So in the year. So, you know, it's an important fundraiser for us.
That's great. So that's another great opportunity for you to help out. So the community, of course, everybody wants to help out. I think so many people, you know, like you said, some of the barriers are the time constraints, and obviously finances can always be a barrier. But how can someone who is interested and want to help out and just take that first step? What is that first step they can take to help out you guys?
Well, they can certainly go on our website. We have a volunteer application to fill out, which will help us, you know, sort of gauge where their interests lie, because we certainly want to meet people where they are and give them things that are going to be valuable to them to serve. So that's a great place to start. Go on the website and just learn more about us and, you know, see where you go from there.
Kristen Mathis from Home Start Hope. Thanks so much for joining me this morning. Finally, I'm sure you have goals coming up, because this is a continued need, unfortunately, especially for women in the community. What are your goals and how do you plan on achieving in the next several years for Home Start Hope?
Well, one of the biggest goals is to build a garage at Home Start Hope. So as I said, we have this beautiful location on Empire Boulevard. It's got a big backyard that I'd love to fill the garage so that we can store everything there and keep everything in one location. It would allow us to let the women come in and choose the furniture, because again, you know, we want them to have that dignity of choice and, you know, being able to choose something that they want. So, you know, that would obviously be very costly, but it certainly would be really helpful to be able to have something like that. So, you know, that's the biggest challenge is funding that. And I know that there's community members out there that I'm sure would be willing to help Home Start Hope make that happen. So,
and if you are, again, visit homestarthope.org and you can apply to become a volunteer today, or you can donate up there too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, make it very easy, very, very easy. You could go on target.com and send us a gift card, and then we can go and buy those things, or, you know, those are great options too. But that Tablescape event is on May 4th. We're having it at the Arbor Midtown, beautiful location, beautiful venue downtown. So we're real excited about what we're going to bring to that event. So
perfect.
That's, well, that's all, everything's on the website.
Amazing. Kristen Mathis from Home Start Hope. Again, homestarthope.org to learn more. Thank you so much for all the great work you're doing in our community and for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Jolly. Appreciate it.